Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic addresses a health problem and explains how we can deal with it naturally. So I'm looking forward to our weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
Well, you know, I wanted to talk about meditation. You know, a lot of people are experiencing tense muscles and, you know, reading too much news. And last week I spoke about fight or flight hormones and how it can affect our body. And meditation actually can actually decrease that fight or flight response that we have in our body. As a result of the relaxation response, our blood vessels actually open up and it improves our blood pressure, for example. It helps to, for example, reduce cortisol levels. That's one of the stress hormones that can lead to inflammation in parts of our body. And the ultimate goal of meditation isn't necessarily focused on the physical results. It's more of a process of learning to embrace uncertainty. And that's certainly one of the things that we're dealing with a lot these days, is just that uncertainty. So one of the things meditation can do, it's actually been found to rewire our parts of our brain to help with more positive thoughts. And certainly, you know, what we want to do is have less obsessive thoughts. And it's perfectly normal to be experiencing, for example, anxiety and obsessive thoughts, and certainly when faced with a pandemic. But we don't want those to spiral out of control, and certainly the negative impacts of that can affect family members as well. So I'm going to give you a couple of tips, or about five tips, on setting up your meditation practice at home. And basically, you can start out very slow, but the first thing we want to do is find a comfortable place. Ideally, we want it to be quiet. We want to sit in a fairly natural position. You want to breathe normally and focus on your breath. And you try not to overthink this. You really want to focus on each exhalation and inhalation, and you don't want to really force anything. And if your mind wanders, that's okay. You know, everybody's human. And you really want to just sit back and observe your thoughts and try not to analyze them, and don't scold yourself for losing focus. It's really all part of the process. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a week-long meditation retreat. Sometimes just doing a few minutes every day is a really good start. And studies have found that just 5 minutes can have a significant benefit. Now, one of the things, if patients are interested or people are interested in learning more about meditation, you know, we have some practitioners, including myself, that do mindfulness meditation. And this can be, you know, we can have a conversation about this certainly over the phone if people want to give me a call and get some, a little bit more information, some more tips about this.
So if you want to learn about mindfulness meditation and have an option to do it in your home while you're shut in, Dr. Betty is offering you a 15-minute complimentary consultation and a conversation about this. All you have to do is take down this number, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Or log on to the website, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. There's a link from my website, marylands.ca. Easy way to reach Dr. Betty, have your conversation, and learn if meditation is something you want to practice. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I found that very enlightening, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.